Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
Since the devastating hurricanes and floods that struck New Orleans almost 2 years ago, life in the Big Easy has been anything but. As part of our continuing coverage of the Gulf Coast after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, we take you this week to the Holy Cross neighborhood in New Orleans' Ninth Ward, home to Rodney Desjois. He and his family have lived in the city for generations. His house is on a street that dead-ends into the rise of a levee holding back the Mississippi River. Desjois was a financial analyst for the city, and before the storm, his neighbors knew him as a guy who took extra care to keep his neighborhood neat. But now, the neighborhood is pretty much gone. Across from his property is a school where people used to park their cars, and that's where Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet met Rodney Desjois one recent spring evening.
This is the trailer I'm in. I'm about sick and tired of the trailer. I am housing the trailer with my wife and my chow-chow dog, a full-breed chow-chow that has become my shadow. I can't move without him. He wants to follow me everywhere, and I have to step over him every time in the trailer or bump into my wife. It's really an obstacle course living in a trailer. The trailers sweat, and near the windows there's algae and mold growing. The carpets, they are damp all the time. You can leave the windows open when you're not home to help with that, but on rainy days you have to close the windows. So you come home and it smells all musty and everything. Pre-Katrina, this was sort of like a lover's lane or something in the evening. So you'd get people that came and frequented this area, and they'd just discard stuff out in these parking spots. And oftentimes it was items that you didn't want to touch with your hands. People all the time ask me, "Who do you work for?" My response is, "I work for you. I work for me. I mean, this is for us so that we can enjoy a respectable lifestyle and we don't have to live in filth and clutter, and that's why I do it." After Katrina, it started out with just my neighbor and I in the area. Then we got another neighbor on the side street, and now we have a fort. But there's nobody for five blocks on this street after this block. It's really mind-boggling, really. But I can't blame anyone if they found better living conditions. I mean, this was the Big Easy at one time. That was one of our monikers. But now it's a big struggle. It's really a hard, it's really hard living here. So I had just completed a renovation of my home in 2000. I was really ready for the good life. I mean, I involved in physical activity on the weekends. So I'd greatly like to get back to that. I haven't been able to because I can't even focus on social activities. I haven't been able to enjoy Mardi Gras. I haven't been able to enjoy the Jazz Fest. I mean, and I am a diehard. I go to every day, all 7 days of the Jazz Fest. And I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't see the same people at the Jazz Fest. It was like a reunion every year. I'd see people from all over the country that I'd see every year. I didn't even go to the parades this year to enjoy Mardi Gras. I mean, I was so busy trying to piece back my life. Maybe I'm suffering from some sort of depression or something. I don't know, but I haven't been a psychiatrist or any of that kind of stuff. I just go on to get back to normal. Now, this is a great view here. This is the Mississippi River. You can see downtown New Orleans, the skyline. You can see the Crescent City Connection, the twin bridges there. I really enjoy living back here. I've been back here since 1980. I never thought about living anywhere else, but fear of the unknown has me thinking, you know, along those lines.
Our profile of Rodney DeJoie was produced by Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet. Next time on Living on Earth, she would have been 100 years old this month. We commemorate Rachel Carson, author of Silent Spring.
We spray our elms, and the following springs are silent of robin song. Not because we sprayed the robins directly, but because the poison traveled step by step through the now familiar elm leaf earthworm robin cycle.
The life and legacy of Rachel Carson on the next Living on Earth.